Green Companies, SC Johnson, Windex, Pledge, Ziploc. You've probably used a multitude of SC Johnson products without even knowing who made them. If you are an environmentalist, consider yourself lucky. SC Johnson is a very green company and has been for generations. SC Johnson is family-owned, and each generation of CEOs continues the company's dedication to the environment. The current CEO is the original founder's great-great-grandson. Among SC Johnson's contributions is the Green List process. The Green List is a system that evaluates what impact certain materials will have on both humans and the environment. It classifies the materials based on how they affect health. It rates materials such as propellants, solvents, and insecticides. When SC Johnson first used Green List, it removed tremendous amounts of pollutants from its products. To help other companies, SC Johnson licenses Green List to them, and they don't have to pay royalties. SC Johnson promotes recycling. In the United States, the company uses recycled shipping containers and includes recycled resins in the plastic bottles. The company also recycles over 90% of solid waste from the production of materials, such as paper, plastic, and steel. Steel recycling is now available in more and more communities, and SC Johnson helped lead a recycling coalition. The group got more than 5 billion pounds of cans and aerosol containers. The company is also reducing its use of coal for power. By doing so, they decrease the number of greenhouse gases that enter the atmosphere every year. SC Johnson built its own power plant, and no coal is used to run it. Instead, it runs on natural gas and methane. What's interesting is that the plant gets this natural gas from a nearby landfill. In addition to producing cleaning products and air fresheners, SC Johnson is the leading maker of pest control products. The company's commitment to pest control is due in part to its dedication to preventing dangerous diseases. Since some diseases are insect-borne, SC Johnson wants their products to work. The company wants to improve technology to lower the production costs so the products are less expensive and more low-income families can buy them. Located in Wisconsin, the company generates revenues of close to $10 billion a year. Money aside, the employees and managers are committed to the environment.